a wonderful pastimes once took place, which I would like to tell you because it's relevant to the chanting. But I will wait until you all have found your sitting place and have stopped your various important conversations and are with us. Can I make the mantra? No need. It's not a new mantra. It's good enough if one person sings. So when we stopped at this little lake, our guide told us that once here the gopis were searching for Krishna. This is how it all happened. Krishna had invited the gopis to come with him into the lake and play a little game, a competition game. They wanted to find out who was able to stay for the maximum amount underwater. So Krishna said to the gopis, they were all in a circle and Krishna in the middle, okay, one, two, three. And then Krishna dove under the water. Now the gopis did not dive, but they stood there. And after some time, when Krishna couldn't contain the air in his lungs, at least this is how he performed the leela, the gopis saw the peacock feather of Krishna coming slowly out of the little pond. And when they saw that the peacock feather came, they knew Krishna would now come out and gasp for air. And at that moment, they all dove underwater. And when Krishna was there, he looked, there was no gopis. He thought, impossible, how are they able to keep the air so long? And he waited, and only after what seemed to be a long time, all the gopis came out. And they laughed at him and said, you have lost. So Krishna thought, how is it possible? I can dive very, very long. In fact, if I stop breathing, the whole universe stops breathing. How could they defeat me? He said, okay, let's have a second round. One, two, three, and then Krishna went underwater, but this time he kept his eyes open and he saw underwater how the gopis were standing and, and giggling, and he knew, oh, the gopis wanted to be more intelligent than me. Now I will show them who is the supreme intelligence. And he disappeared using his invisible potency. He went out of the kund and stood behind one of these palm trees watching. As the gopis looked at the place where Krishna had dived into the water, they waited for the peacock feather to again come out. But this time they waited for a long time. After some time, the gopis looked at each other. My God, what have we done? This young boy is so attached to winning that he's even not afraid to kill himself. And we are responsible. So they waited for some more. But when Krishna did not appear again and did not come again out of the kund, their feelings turned into great feelings of longing. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And as they were overwhelmed by these longings, they formed a circle. They said, we have to find him. He's lying somewhere unconscious on the ground of Luklukikund. So they made the circle and they closed in, trying to see that Krishna could not escape or they would find him. But Krishna was behind a palm tree watching all this. And then the gopis became desperate. Krishna is nowhere to be found. They started to cry. Some of them went to the bank of Luklukikund, sat down in desperation. Where is Krishna? And when their longing reached a high point, like the time when Krishna had disappeared from the rasa dance, and at that time the gopis, when they found out they couldn't find him in the forest, they went to the white sand of the Yamuna and began to chant Krishna Nam. So similarly, in this pastime, when the gopis saw Krishna could not be found, he was not on the bottom of the Luklukikund, he was not in the surrounding areas of the kund, he was nowhere. When they found out like this, they sat down and simply chanted the names of Krishna. So Krishna cannot keep himself far away from his devotee. When the devotee chants in a mood of full surrender and longing, so somehow Krishna, by his wonderful potency, entered the Luklukikund, and after some time he just came out of the kund and he smiled. I think chanting is also something like searching for Krishna, searching for the not yet attained Lord, searching in what Gauranga Mahaprabhu introduced, a certain attitude, the attitude of separation. Ayi Nanda Tanuya, O my Lord, son of Maharaj Nanda, I am like the dust on the pollen of your lotus feet, but I have fallen away from your feet. There's a natural connection between your lotus feet and me, your servant. The natural connection of the pollen to the lotus is eternally established, but I have fallen away. I have fallen into the ocean of repeated birth and death. Now kindly be causelessly merciful and lift me up and bring me again back to the cooling shade of your lotus feet. So it is something like calling for Krishna, searching for Krishna. And I would like to sing now the next kirtan with raga. Don't feel insecure with this raga. Sing something which sounds like what we sing here, and you will soon get it. More important than the melody here is this attitude which is expressed by Lord Chaitanya in his fifth shloka, an attitude of calling out to Krishna in a mood of separation, in a wishful mood to be picked up again by him.